rented a room to the defendant in your home.
This family man heard her cry for help.
I knew things were tough for her, so I showed compassion.
Then he heard her allegations.
He was getting vulgar, trying to get sex out of me. He would walk around all the time without my clothes on, pretty much, and I just got tired of it.
At some point, you left your home.
We felt unsafe.
I'm listening.
Okay, what do you want to hear first?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Robert Diller is suing his former housemate, Terrara Wilson, for rent and stolen property.
Order. All rise.
Case number 218 on the calendar in the matter of Diller versus Wilson.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Diller, you rented a room to the defendant in your home.
Yes, I did, Your Honor.
And your complaint alleges that she left owing you back rent?
Yes.
And also took some property of yours when she moved out?
Yes, she did.
Ms. Wilson says she was forced to move because of what she perceives to be creepy behavior, and she wants her security deposit back. Now, when did you move in, Ms. Wilson?
April 1st.
And what was the rental arrangement?
We gave him $300 for security and $400 cash every month, and I had until September.
Just a second. Okay. You gave him $400 a month in cash?
Yes, ma'am.
$300 was a security deposit. And $400 a month rent payable on the first of each month.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that correct?
Well, between the first and the sixth, yes.
Did you pay him the $400 on April 1st?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you live there in the month of April?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you pay him the first of May $400?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you live there the month of May?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you pay him $400 the month of June?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you live there the month of June?
Yes, ma'am.
And when you paid him rent, did you get a rent receipt?
No, ma'am.
You mean you just gave him cash without a rent receipt?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, Mr. Diller, did Ms. Wilson pay you $400 for the month of April?
Yes, she did, Your Honor.
Did she pay you $400 for the month of May?
Yes, she did.
Did she pay you $400 the month of June?
No, she didn't, Your Honor. She paid me $200.
In the month of June, she gave you $200. Did she tell you why?
She said that she had lost her job and that she was short for the month. And she asked me to be patient for the rest, and I told her I would.
Now, did you lose your job in June?
No, ma'am.
Did you lose your job in May?
No, ma'am.
Why do you think Mr. Wilson says that you only gave him $200 in June?
I don't know, ma'am.
You don't? Did you live there in July?
Some of July, yes.
Were your things there in July?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you give him $400 in July?
Yes, ma'am.
Did she give you $400 in July?
No, Your Honor, she did not. And she came back in August.
What do you mean she came back in August?
On July 7th, she was gone, and she returned August 8th.
So you didn't see her for the whole month?
That is correct, Your Honor, but her stuff was still there.
Just a second. But you didn't see her for the month, and she returned on August 8th. Where did you go?
I went to go stay with my family.
Where do they live?
My sister lives on the east side, and I stayed with my daughter in St. Louis Park, so I was pretty much just with my kids and my sister.
Why did you come back on August 8th?
Because I had already paid my rent, and I still live there.
You paid rent for August?
Yes, ma'am.
And you paid rent for July?
Yes, ma'am.
Did she pay rent for July?
No, Your Honor, she did not pay rent for July.
I believe you.
In fact, Your Honor, I have several text messages confirming that she owes me back rent.
From her?
From her, or supposedly from her sister.
Just a second. I'd like to see the ones from her.
Okay. They all came from her phone, Your Honor. I have every text message through August.
Your mother had surgery?
No, ma'am. My mother has passed away.
Whose mother had surgery? Said my mom's surgery wasn't good. She's coming around slowly. Who wrote that?
Those all came from Terrara.
And then is the will do, are you planning on coming back? That would be you?
Yes, ma'am. All the
and
ones
I would appreciate
me.
Some kind response. Please at least let me know if you plan on coming back for your belongings.
All the ones in yellow are from her.
We apologize for the delay. She will be returning. We have her rent. Yes. What's your first name?
My name is Terrara.
What's a Marvin?
He was a former tenant that lived there for a little bit while Terrara was also there. He was actually there, and then she moved in as well. He had a different room than she did.
What do you know about Marvin?
He was a tenant there, and when he moved, he stole a lot of my stuff.
Marvin stole a lot of your stuff?
Yes, ma'am.
Where were you?
I was out for the day when I used to get up in the morning.
What month?
I don't know what month he moved out. I think he moved out in, what, May?
When did Marvin move out?
At the beginning of June, Your Honor. And I offered to call the police for her, and I offered to question Marvin, and she said, leave it alone.
So you demanded your deposit back, and he says, I'm keeping your deposit?
In lieu of rent, not
paid. In lieu of rent.
That's not the reason why he said he was keeping my deposit.
That is the
reason. Well, that's why he said it in these texts. But he said he was keeping your deposit because you hadn't paid rent.
I paid my rent, ma'am.
Okay. I want to know why you weren't there the whole month of July.
His sexual comment, he was getting vulgar, trying to get sex out of me. And he would walk around all the time with no clothes on, pretty much. And I just got tired of it.
Put your hand down. I'll let you talk in a second. Did he do that in April?
No, you know.
Did he do it in May?
It started around the end of May.
So this was new behavior?
Yes, ma'am.
Where did you move in August? It's not an answer. Where did you move to in August?
I was still there in August. I moved back in there. I didn't actually move out.
Just a sec. Why did you move back in August?
My stuff was still there.
No. Why did you move back in August?
I didn't have no choice.
Why?
I didn't have nowhere to go at the time.
Why? You were living someplace else in July.
I was staying with my kids off.
You're staying with your kids.
Right. Your Honor, she was so intimidated. Why did she stay?
Do I look like I'm needing help from you?
No, you don't.
I don't believe you.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. If somebody is walking around in their underwear and their wife and their child live in the house...
They wasn't there at the time.
And if you have options, which clearly you had because you lived someplace else the entire month of July, according to you, be no reason for you to come back because I have no place to go if the same kind of behavior was going to persist. And I certainly don't believe that you paid on the 8th when you moved back. That's according to you. You moved back on the 8th. When had you given him your rent for August?
I gave it to him after we came back, like the text said. That's why the texting stopped, because I paid him his rent money once I got back. Once he asked me if I was coming back, I told him, yeah. When I got back there to the house, I paid him his rent money.
So that was on the 8th?
Yes, ma'am.
So you didn't pay rent on the 1st?
No, I never paid it on the 1st anyways. I paid it in time between the 1st and the 6th. And because I was going through some things and I didn't really want to go back.
What things were you going through?
His sexual harassment, his comment, his telling me I had to get my deposit back.
I don't believe that at all.
Your Honor, since
yes,
my wife
ahead.
Had moved in with me, which is why I rented the room out so I could make some extra money to pay for her rent. And we got married in June, and we drove back to Minnesota. She's from here in California. We drove back to Minnesota for our honeymoon. It's more romantic than you think it sounds. And so then she got back, and I had talked to Tarara about owing me the rent on July 1st, and she said, yes, I know I owe you for this month and still owe you $200 for last month. If you just be patient, I'll have the money. I knew things were tough for her, so I showed compassion. And
just a second. You say that there was stuff that was taken out of your home.
Yes, Your Honor.
When did you file to have her evicted?
I filed to have her evicted after she went down to the Hennepin County Crisis Center for Women and falsely accused me of criminal sexual harassment, domestic abuse, and holding a gun on her, which I have never owned. She called the police the day that they served, and they put me in handcuffs. They never found a gun. I've never owned a gun. And the police officer said, you clearly have no idea what is going on, do you? I said, no, officer, I have no
idea. Don't tell me what the police officer said, and then you moved to evict her.
Yes.
Okay, now, at some point you left your home.
Yes, we left the home.
Who is this young man?
This is my stepson, William.
Okay, and he lives with you?
He lives with me.
Go ahead.
We left the house because he was staying with my mother when the OFP was served. And then he came back after we had a wedding reception. And we discovered that the doorknob had been tampered, his room, and that there was a cut in the door. I have a picture of it right now.
I'd like to see it.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find it.
And Your Honor, I'm sorry, the door was locked. Okay.
What was missing from the room?
From the room, there was an Xbox 360 missing and several games, his BlackBerry, and a couple of other items that are listed in the amended claim. And
did you make a police report about those items?
We did.
Do you have a copy of that report?
I do not, because it was a 911 call.
Okay. So the answer is you don't?
I do not.
Okay. Marvin was not living there at the time.
Correct. No.
Because this happened in
August.
Was there any other tenant in the house?
No, there was not.
And where were you and your wife?
My wife and I were picking up my stepson.
Now, when you came home and found these items missing,
yes.
Where was Miss Wilson?
She was in her room because we woke her up trying to get into the room.
Get into which room?
Into my room. She complained about the noise. She had, the door had been so tampered with, we couldn't even unlock the door with the key.
You mean his room?
Yes.
Yes.
And she was home? Yes.
She was home.
Give me the date.
The date was
August 20th.
And when did she leave your house? On what date?
On August 30th. There was an unlawful detainer hearing, and
she left your house?
Yes, after she had taken everything that she could.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How his door got jammed, honestly, I don't know. The kid smokes. He had a lot of people over. They were always back and forth in that room over there.
Your Honor, he just moved into town. He has no friends.
Yeah, sorry.
And later today.
Who bailed you out?
Serenity.
Speak up! Serenity. I'm deaf. You know, I'm old, and I can't hear too well. When you speak clearly like this, I can't hear too well. When you're whispering, because you don't want me to hear what you're saying, it makes it very hard.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Robert Diller says, former roommate Tarara Wilson moved out owing for rent. Tarara is countersuing for the return of her deposit and harassment.
Now, were you and your wife in the house between the 20th and the 30th?
No,
Your Honor.
Why not?
We felt unsafe because someone that would go through and try to do that, and she had taken stuff little by little. That was not all she had taken. And some things, I don't know, she couldn't get money for it or what, but she would put it back the next day. She stole a modem. We called the cops. They came and they searched for the modem. They couldn't find it. And then the next day, the modem just suddenly reappeared. Now, I'm sorry, but a thief is not going to break into my house and then decide to put something back.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, what do you want to hear first?
I want to hear.
I didn't steal anything. How his door got jammed, honestly, I don't know. The kid smokes. He had a lot of people over. They were always back and forth in that room over there. I was the only tenant, and when they said the door got jammed, I had just came in. So, yeah, I did hear them trying to get into the door. And I was like, what are you guys doing? They're like, well, we can't get in the door.
I don't know why you came back there in August.
Basically, to get all my stuff together.
That doesn't take 10 days. You rented a room.
Your Honor, he just moved into town. He has no friends. Yep, sorry.
Why does it take you 10 days to get out?
Was waiting for my other apartment and was trying to get my deposit out of him so that I could go ahead and move.
Your Honor.
Shh, just a second.
She threatened me several times.
Your counterclaim is dismissed.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
You owe him $2,500. That's $1,000 for rent and $1,500 for everything else that was taken out of that place. Bye, Miss Wilson.
Bye.
Your Honor.
Bye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
His nasty comments.
Those were all false allegations.
When he touched me sexually, I could have beat him up.
The police were involved.
But he would have been the one with bruises, and I would have went to jail.
And they could see that everything was completely false.
He changed.
She abused the system.
But if that's how he feels, that's fine. Me personally.
That is truly a bad person. You do that. I'm sorry.
I've never stole anything. I didn't need to. I don't have to.
You're supposed to give people a chance.
I'm not going to.
But you have to be careful. Don't be foolish like me. Protect yourself from bad people.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Nieves versus Martinez, step forward.
Serenity Nieves is suing her ex-boyfriend, Jose Martinez, for bail, a loan for child support, and the cost of a motorcycle.
Ms. Nieves, you claim two things. You claim that Mr. Martinez, who's your ex-boyfriend, owes you for a loan that you made to him for child support and bail money, and then a loan for a motorcycle.
Yes.
Mr. Martinez says that he doesn't know what you're talking about because he doesn't own a motorcycle, and he's never owned a motorcycle. He doesn't have a motorcycle. He says you actually have a motorcycle. There was a motorcycle. The motorcycle's in your name. So let's deal with the motorcycle first. When was the motorcycle purchased? In what year?
This year.
2013.
Yes, ma'am.
And where is the motorcycle?
It has it with the title.
The motorcycle is at his house.
Is the motorcycle at your house?
There
what is that?
In the previous owner, which I had the title, then he took the title from...
Just don't double talk me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
His mother changed his last name.
Yeah.
Explain that to me.
She didn't want my son to have my last name due to my background.
Did she have your consent to do that?
After them two times that I got arrested.
You gave up your parental rights?
Correct.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Serenity Nieves says ex-boyfriend Jose Martinez owes for bail, a child support loan, and the cost of a motorcycle.
Now, were you incarcerated for lack of child support?
Right.
When?
About a year ago.
How old is the child?
He's 10.
And how much did you owe?
At that time, it was about almost close to $10,000.
How much was your bail?
The first time, it was
$500. Who bailed you out?
Serenity.
And the second time?
Serenity.
Speak up!
Serenity.
I'm deaf. You know, I'm old, and I can't hear too well when you speak... Clearly like this, I can't hear too well when you're whispering because you don't want me to hear what you're saying. It makes it very hard. The second time, who bailed you out?
Serenity.
How much was the bail?
I think they went up 1,000.
And was all this bail forfeited for the purpose of child support? Did they keep the bail and give it to your 10-year-old?
Yeah, to his mother.
To his mother. So actually, she paid $1,500 for your child.
On her own behalf.
On her what?
Where her own, that was her own choice. That's what she wanted.
No, just listen to my whole statement.
Yes, correct.
She wasn't there when you made this child, right?
Correct.
She wasn't there when it was born.
Right.
Is this a boy or a girl?
Boy.
Boy, have your last name?
He did.
What do you mean he changed his last name?
His mother did.
His mother changed his last name?
Yeah.
Was the child adopted?
No.
She just chose to change his last name?
Yeah.
Explain that to me.
She didn't want my son to have my last name due to my background. She was too cocky about it. She said
that. Did she have your consent to do that?
After them two times that I got arrested, it was...
You consented?
Yeah.
You gave up your parental rights?
Correct.
Is that what happened? Okay. So after the second time you got arrested, you gave up your parental rights and... She was able to change the child's last name, and you no longer have any responsibility to support him.
Correct.
And she consented to absolving you of the responsibility of paying the arrears as well? Because you owed $10,000 and all she...
Yeah, I still have that bill.
You still have...
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook. And follow us on Twitter.
So you owe Miss Nieves $1,500. That's so far. And that's all I have to deal with, because she's going to go find the motorcycle. I'm going to tell you why, Mr. Martinez. I don't think that new girlfriends should pay child support for their boyfriends.
Yes.
Which is exactly what happened, because they set bail, and when somebody posted the bail for you, they took that bail and they said, all right, now we're going to let you out. We're going to take this bail and send it off to the child's mother. And that, in effect, Ms. Nieves paid your child support, which to me is unacceptable.
Yeah, and I didn't call her. I didn't say, can you pay my child support? Can you get me out of here? I never agreed on none of that.
You should have stayed in jail.
Exactly.
Judging for the plaintiff and the amount of
$1,500.
Thank you.
That is our excuse.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
He's the one that called me from jail and told me that if I could come bond him out and that he'll pay me back when he gets his taxes, but...
Because that's a whole story of a lie.
He doesn't work. He doesn't do nothing. He doesn't take care of his own child.
She paid, was on her own behalf. Nobody forced her. Nobody said, you got to pay my... Get me out of here. Nah.
He gives up his rights to his own child. What real man does that?
She chose that. You know, we was in a relationship and she just wanted to have me around.
He's a low life that doesn't have nothing and will never be nothing.
Ask her... That question about, you know, a pregnancy test that she took with her sister-in-law's urine.
He could say what he wants, but I know what's true and what's not true.
Trying to say she was pregnant with my name. I mean, you know, pregnant from me.
Like, I didn't do a pregnancy test. None of my sister-in-laws even had babies.
Because I don't want to deal with her.
I hope he just goes on with his life and...
Because she's a two-faced person.
Enjoys being a scumbag.